Police Scotland officers should face criminal charge for misconduct. Depends what that misconduct is, but let's have a look at it. Police officers in Scotland who abuse their position should face a similar criminal charge to their colleagues south of the border, a watchdog has said. I haven't read this article. I'm going to take a bet that it's going to be about spicy comments made in WhatsApp groups. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but let's have a look. HM Chief Inspector of Constabulary in Scotland, Craig Naylor, has called on the Scottish Government to consider introducing new legislation to bring about the change. Officers in England and Wales can currently face a charge of committing misconduct in public office if they abuse their position, but no such offence exists for officers in Scotland. The Scottish Government told BBC Scotland News it would carefully consider introducing any new legislation. Mr Naylor wants to see a new misconduct in public office law introduced in Scotland to help strengthen public trust in the standards of Police Scotland's officers and staff in the policing system. Ask any Scotsman, we don't have any faith in the police at all. I mean, it's the same as in many other cases. Oh, but without the police, who am I going to phone to then turn up 3 hours later and write down what happened in their little book and then I never hear from them again? Who will do that if the police go? Yeah, it's a joke. A lot of people these days don't even bother calling the police because they know they're not going to do anything about it. In his latest report, he said, one aspect of this area of policing that is missing in Scotland is the concept of misconduct in public office. This charge is a high evidential test, but is used sparingly in England and Wales, where it exists as an option where there is misuse of the office of constable. This test and the case law associated with it provides options that could strengthen public protection from officers or staff who misuse their position for personal gain. Yeah, significant reform needed. Mr Naylor's report noted that a recent HMICS inspection of the vetting regime in the Police Scotland had led to improvements in both the recruitment of new officers and the reviewing of existing employees. One thing that is happening throughout the police, see all the old guard, you know, the old guard, I like the old guard police officers, the ones who were a little bit no-nonsense, they're all corrupt as fuck, they're all absolutely dodgy. I've experienced them. Right, however, they are the type of guy that will turn around and say, we went into the house to arrest this pedo and he fell down the stairs. Ugh, you know, just so clumsy. I like those ones, right? I do like those officers, but these new ones are more concerned about policing what people say instead of policing actual crime, because these are all the new recruits out of the police college and their head is filled up with all the DEI fucking wokery bullshit before they get put into the force, and them and the old guard don't get along, so what they're trying to do is pressuring the old guard into retiring. That's what they're trying to do. He also said that the force had responded separately to recommendations made by former Lord Advocate Lady Eilish Angiolini. Sorry, I've got a bit of a cold and my throat feels like sandpaper, in relation to the way it dealt with complaints about misconduct. Mr Naylor went on to praise Police Scotland's exceptional workforce, who he said were committed to protecting the vulnerable, supporting victims of crime, and helping keep people safe. There's a story I like to tell people. I'm going to tell it again. There was a friend of mine who will remain nameless, and what basically happened was his little brother, who was 10 years old at the time, was walking home. This was in Coatbridge. I'll say it was in Coatbridge. Was walking home, and in an absolute stereotype weirdo scenario, a guy came out of a bush, grabbed him, and tried to drag him into the woodland where the bushes were. Now, luckily, he managed to scream and kick and bite and managed to break free and escape, and he ran straight home. What were that man's intentions? We don't know, and I'm very, very happy we didn't find out, although I think we can all guess what he was planning to do. He came home, told his mum and dad what happened, and very obviously, they instantly phoned the police. The police took, I believe it was about two and a half hours to show up at the house. You know, a 10-year-old was just almost kidnapped, could have possibly been murdered, was definitely about to be struggle-snuggled, and could possibly have been murdered, and the police took 2.5 hours to show up. The police came, wrote it all down in their little book, and said, well, we don't have much of a description to go on, so there isn't much that we can do. And that was it. That was it. I think they got like a phone call like 2 weeks later where they says, oh, we've not really found anything in our investigation, sorry, and that was it. They just never heard from the police again. Didn't catch the guy. He's still out there. He's still out there wandering around. Fuck knows what he's done since then. Maybe he's got away with a few things since then. But yeah, So things like that are why the general population of Scotland have no faith in the police whatsoever. If your house gets burgled, tough shit. Did someone steal your phone? Tough shit. They will not help you. They will not help you. The only time I've seen the police properly do anything is if it's hate speech and not and fucking offensive tweets and all that stuff, or if they see something happening right in front of them and they are therefore compelled to then act. That's the only time I've seen police properly do some police work. So this whole, oh, they're committed to keeping the vulnerable, supporting victims of crime, can't keep people safe. No, you're not. No, you're fucking not. You turn up there, you sit in your car, and you do absolutely jack shit. I remember one time when I was doing the doors and things fucking kicked off. Things kicked off and you sat across the road in your car and you did not come over and fucking help. Because there was only about, well, there was about like three or four of us on the door. And basically there was about 15 of them. I believe it was football casuals we were up against. We were not having a good time. I was injured. I was fucked. I got fucked up. There was loads of them, right? There was loads of them. I got fucked up. And the police sat across the road in their car and they shat themselves and wouldn't get out. Fucking useless. However, if one of us bouncers overstepped the mark and we got a little too heavy-handed, or then you fucking came over, didn't you? Fucking useless. Mr. Naylor added that while budgetary challenges would play a role in any future redesign of Police Scotland, improved integration of services across the public sector was key. He said the need for a further reform of policing is widely acknowledged, but this must focus on defining the organisation that the future public of Scotland will need and can afford. This includes ensuring that wider systems are joined up and that responsibility for service delivery is apportioned fairly to relevant expertise across the public sector. Since failing to deliver reform and other services defeats the benefits delivered by Police Scotland. Police Scotland has been on a reform journey for the past 11 years. Hell of a journey, because you've only got a lot fucking worse. And while there remain opportunities to redesign the organisation to meet future budgetary challenges, because we can no longer afford the police, why is that? Where did all the money go? I am clear that such reform simply cannot be a further reduction of capability within policing. A Scottish Government spokeswoman said that Police Scotland officers must be held to the highest standards and that the Police Ethics, Conduct and Scrutiny Bill, currently progressing through the Scottish Parliament, would further improve the police complaints and misconduct system. The bill will create a statutory obligation for Police Scotland to have a code of ethics. I would hope they did already, fucking Jesus, and give the Police Investigations and Review Commissioner additional powers amid a host of changes. The spokeswoman added, the existing law of misconduct in public office that applies in England and Wales has been subject to independent review and consideration is being given to a new offence by the UK government. We will carefully consider any new offence in conjunction with the UK government. Such an offence would apply to all public officials. Well, gentlemen, you had my curiosity. Now you have my attention. All public officials? You mean like politicians? Okay, all right then. Now, I've got a feeling that no politician's going to get charged under this. What, you're going to expect the government to arrest itself? No. That's not how it works. That's why the government makes sure it is the arbiter of all decision-making, so it can always rule in its own favour, especially in conflicts involving itself. However, I don't know, I just saw a possibility to send politicians to prison, and I'm horny now.